You know, I bet you think I'm going to talk about the World Trade Center, don't you?
Well, I ain't.
Why? Because maybe I want to be different. Everyone in the known universe is talking about it, and maybe I just want to be unique and not say a fucking thing about it. Okay, that's really not the reason. I will say this one thing. Even though I've been promising not to say anything about it, I will say this one thing. Terrorists bomb places to scare people. Terrorists? Terror! It doesn't take a fucking degree in Latin to see where that comes from. They bomb places to get people to be terrified, to get their stock markets to crash, to get them to shut down their airlines, to get you thinking of nuclear fallout every time you talk to someone with their teeth missing, and above all, to get you all whining on global fucking television so they can look at it and dance around in the streets! Now, if any of you can think of a way the American people could have made this attack even more of a colossal fucking success, then let me know! But I refuse to be one more thing they can cheer about. Now, furs have been really sad over this whole thing, and you know, that's understandable. I mean, fuck, did anyone get the number of that spiked dildo? We just got kicked in the balls with a fucking Boeing! You're damn right we're upset about it, and we're expressing that, too. Furs have been sharing their feelings and their artwork about this, and all over the place, and we need that right now. But then, suddenly in the middle of all this, this odor, this odeur of bullshit starts floating up like Satan just ripped the biggest broccoli cheese casserole fart in the universe and let it float up, or no, maybe it was yappy. I don't know. Either way, though, if we held a con for an entire month, the fanboy stink would only be half as bad as this. Furs are posting the mailing list just trying to deal with their feelings on this, and when they get a whiff of the steamy, fresh, flies buzzing around it bullshit, and they turn around just in time to see this idiot post, "You fools, this was no accident. Bin Laden was trained by the U.S. government to do this so the Illuminati could have an excuse to start the new world order." Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. That's all we need right now is some turd head who thinks the ultimate truth of the universe lies somewhere up Fox Mulder's ass. You know, the town idiot that thinks the Weekly World News is a real newspaper. Well, shit, I guess we've all had it now. The new world order, huh? Only you forgot something. You forgot the part about how after the Illuminati takeover, To the Ranting Griffin is going to use secret military technology to animate lawn gnomes and send them out to find you and stuff your ass full of alien probes. Hopefully they're little lawn gnome dicks, too. Then we'll get to watch baby lawn gnomes explode out of your chest later and turn you into a pile of stupid dead fuck rotting somewhere in a ditch. You have got to be some insensitive bastard to start laying this heap of brainless shit on people now. And since you're too fucking stupid to realize how much you're not helping right now, I'll put it in simple terms for you. Shut the fuck up! Just shut up! This is not the stop for the short bus, dickhead! If you open up your mouth again, I'm gonna stuff my cock right down your throat. Do you read me? Do I have a 10-4 on that? There is not a single fucking valuable thing coming out of your mouth, so I might as well use it to spooge in. At least it'd be useful then. Maybe you'll fucking drown. Griffin spooge execution for you. How fucking many doomsday asteroids not hitting the planet is it gonna take for you to realize how much of a dumb shit you are? You are Mega Moron Man. No, Moronimon. That's it. Fucking Moronimon. Good fucking Christ, what difference does it make anyway? We're all gonna die, all of us, and we're gonna die. We're gonna feed the worms, all of us. I'd much rather go out by being hit in my fucking eye with an asteroid than dying of, like, lung cancer or something. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't be saying all this. The government is listening to everything we say. I've gotta put aluminum foil over my house so they can't see me with their x-ray satellites, right? Yeah, that's just lovely. Yeah, the government is watching you. Hey, dumb shit, you're not even interesting enough to make us wanna watch you. You can't even be interesting on purpose. What do you think the government is spending billions of tax dollars to watch you slap your dick around 3 times a day? Get over yourself, okay? You're never going to be that important. But wait, now we've got this Nostradamus. What the fuck?
Nostradamus predicted this, I tell you.
And then they paste this shit that's like, what the hell is that, brothers? There wasn't nothing with any brothers. It was buildings. Buildings! Even some dipshit ancient psychic knows the difference between a building and a dude.
Two brothers in the new city and they'll fall, and this guy with a turban at 45 degrees, blah, blah, blah.
Why are these things always so cryptic? Is there some psychic rule that says you have to not make any damn sense when you write this shit down?
The sky will burn, and hence 7 and 20 years, your ass will burn, and...
That's not a prediction. Here, next Thursday, a bucket of dead baby fetuses will fall out of a 30-story window and hit Jerry Fox Falwell in the head and he will fucking die. There. That's a prediction. You know, just hurry up and grow old and die, okay? All of you. You're apparently never going to have any concept of how fucked up you are, so if you have any sense of decency, you'll just shut the hell up for a while, even though you don't understand. Right now, people have real bullshit to deal with, and they don't need yours on top of it. So just give it a rest, okay? Or I predict someone's going to decide to put an Ike Turner dent upside your bitch nose, and it'll probably be a griffin. This is to your phone-tapped ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.